This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Fran.
I'm Jason.
And you're listening to Carousel Radio. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I went to Devil's Dyke this morning and I didn't fall over in the mud.
That's good.
In this show, we've got stories and poems from Charlie Hatton and Sam Castleward.
We'll also be speaking to Jamaica,
a group of improvising musicians from the Gate in Shepherd's Bush, London,
and hearing some of their music.
I'll be catching up with one of our presenters, Claire, and I'll tell you the latest Carousel news.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Welcome to Charlie Hatton's Land of Stories.
Charlie's here again, and today's story is based on a creative writing project at Brighton Met. I call it Laundry Lady. Ah, the 80s. The time where jerry curls, puffball skirts and gaudy shell suits were in fashion. A certain milk snatcher was ruling number 10, and a certain Weird Al Yankovic was spoofing some songs. It was in the year 1987 in Hassocks. Everyone going about their business, shopping, playing in the playground at Adastra Park, and taking their laundry to the laundrette. Just like former college alumna Helen Squonk. Howdy doody, Helen. She's a perfectly normal college graduate who used to live a pretty normal life. It was on that particular day that Miss Squonk was taking her smelly old college uniform down to the laundrette on the high street. Smarties dry cleaners, they know Albert Einstein themselves. Helen Squonk walked in. Hello there, Mr. Gordon. Is there any place but my stinky old college clothes? She asked.
Sure, Mr. Gordon replied. Just right down there. Please mind the early designs of a new clear washing machine, though.
Helen obliged and set off into the laundry room, where rows upon rows of whirring, rumbling washing machines and tumble dryers were in full operation. That was before everything went wrong. As Helen finished loading the laundry into the washing machine, she tripped on a puddle of fabric softener and fell right on her bottom. To add insult to her untimely injury, her ankle brushed against the prototype model of a nuclear-powered washing machine that Mr. Gordon told her about, and everything seemed to happen at once. Suddenly, she let fly a nuclear burp, and in a few seconds, her head began to spin at a remarkable 360-degree angle, and at a very high speed too, almost like a spin cycle. Also, her skin started glowing bright green, and sparks of every colour of the rainbow flew everywhere. The police, paramedics, military and bomb disposal was called to the scene, alongside an entire army of media outlets from every TV channel and newspaper company. But all were too late. When the radioactive dust settled, where was Helen Squonk? Nobody knows for sure, but one thing is for certain. She brushed against a radioactive household appliance, giving her the powers of a washing machine. Thus, Laundry Lady was born, cleaning up the world's dirt and grime one spin cycle at a time. The world was amazed by how she kept every town, city, and any known vicinity so spotless and sanitary. Everyone except her sworn adversary, Dr. Gertrude von Grime. Unlike Laundry Lady, she wants the world to be the complete opposite of clean. No wonder why her surname is Von Grime. She lived far, far away on the outskirts of Patchen in a concealed laboratory that was cleverly disguised as a Clucky McBuckbuck all-you-can-eat chicken restaurant.
This world is far too clean,
Von Grime complained to her long-suffering henchmen, all hench bottles named Mike Ketchup, Ed Mustard and Dave Mayonnaise.
Actually, it's Mayonnaise.
Did I ask for your correct surname?
She told her hench bottles her evil scheme.
Right then, you horrible lot!
She barked at her army of walking sauce bottles and gravy boats.
Don't talk to us like that,
protested Mike Ketchup.
Shut it, tomato brain,
she crowed.
The reign of laundry ladies' cleanliness is soon to be over.
Dr. Von Grime was about to give the citizens an evil message via her massive global communication screens.
Attention all citizens of planet Earth. I am Dr. Gertrude von Grime, and I'm here to inform you, human scumbags, that the world shall end, and cleanliness will cease to exist. Not even that laundry lady will save you now.
Everyone, including all the political bigwigs such as Margaret the Milk Snatcher Thatcher, George H.W. Bush, and Mikhail Gorbachev, were all in a panic.
Yep, all the Grime will doom us all. If not, it's all done to the Danya, that means goodbye.
Aw, gee, this is even worse than eating broccoli. I wouldn't want the White House being destroyed.
No, 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 no. This cannot be happening. This is even worse than John Major running for PM.
Whoever he is,
who will stop that grubby menace?
The news was spreading like wildfire, even to Helen Squonk. Suddenly, deep down in her tummy, a gurgling and flashing sound was erupting.
Sweet detergent, gasped Helen Squonk. My spin cycle senses are tingling and burbling deep down in my belly. Trouble might be afoot.
She ran down to her utility room and in a massive, rainbow-coloured cloud of sparks, smoke and suds, Laundry Lady emerged. Here comes Laundry Lady, hell-bent to end Dr. Von Grime's reign of terror. When Laundry Lady got to where the apocalypse was about to happen, she was just biding her time. She noticed the army of sauce bottles and gravy boats who were armed with missiles loaded with onion gravy, bolognese sauce and custard. Just before you can say, please take out the laundry, out came her enemy.
So, Laundry Lady, we meet again for the last time,
she greasily sneered.
Your pathetic slops and stains are no match for my heroic cleanliness. Go ahead, do your worst,
Helen defiantly replied. This soon resulted in an epic battle of cleanliness versus dirtiness, as suds and slime were thrown everywhere, left, right and centre. Dr. Von Grime sent a volley of all things considered dirty, old ketchup, rotten milk, PVA glue and other nasty, greasy, sticky amenities. Laundry Lady returned fire with all manner of cleaning products such as fabric softener, liquid tans, laundry powder and the like. It took a few long hours until finally, with one last valiant spin cycle, the world was soon clean again. Everyone was pleased that a possible dirty apocalypse was soon avoided. As for Dr. Von Grime, she was sent away in disgrace by the police and was soon put in the local asylum. Just like what happened to the Joker. Dr. Von Grime, I hope you come clean in the end. Next day, she was awarded the Victoria Cross by the Queen and later by the Purple Heart by President Bush Sr.
One is delighted to award young Helen Squonk, or Laundry Lady, the Victoria Cross for her outstanding bravery against an otherwise sticky end of all humanity.
My fellow Americans, yesterday we noticed some pure acts of bravado from a young superheroine from our known ally, Great Britain. It is of the utmost decorum that we award you the Purple Heart.
Helen Squonk, I mean Laundry Lady, never imagined a better day. There is a moral to this story, but I don't know what it is.
Oh yes,
crime, or grime, doesn't pay if only Dr. Von Grime knew. The end.
The Gate is an art project for adults with learning disabilities in Shepherd's Bush, London.
Over the years, they have produced theatre, film, art, poetry, a YouTube comedy series, and a range of bands and artists, such as Two Decks, who we featured on Carousel Radio before.
Straight from the UK, you better hear what I say. Two or five thousand's gonna make you sway. You better understand that I don't joke. You'll have a heart attack and you'll choke. Guess what? And what? So what? It's time for rock.
Another group from the Gate Art Centres, our in-house Collective Jamaica.
With two exclamation points.
Who use conventional instruments and everyday objects such as homemade single stringed instruments and bowed metal tins. We spoke to members of Jamaica about their story. Can you please introduce yourselves?
Yo, I'm Mr. Amazing, but I'm Dwayne. That's me all. You alright, Darren? How you keeping?
I'm good, how are you?
You know, same old, but I'm keeping well.
My name's Darren, aka Two Decks, everyone knows who I am.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Rich, Rich!
My name's Richie, and I do radio show called Gate Kick.
Hi, I'm Arlo. I'm the manager of The Gate, which is the art centre that Jamaica are based at.
My name is Joshua, and I've been coming to The Gate for about 4 years now, and I've been involved in loads of projects.
And tell us what instruments you play in the collective.
I'm a guitarist for the band Two Decks, and I'm also a drummer for the band Jamaica.
Pianos, guitars.
Well, it's a mixture of things, isn't it? Because like some of the instruments were actually made from scraps, and like they made that from bits and pieces. And it was all started off by a guy called Matt, who used to work at The Gate. He started off by using like a Wii motion controller at first.
Mm.
And he hooked it up to a laptop, and he like was messing around with the sounds and all that. He also got a hold of these wooden sticks as well, wired them up, and these sounds came out. It was really cool. That's how it all started. Like, the members of staff were trying to get like more service users involved with the music, so they tried to do a bit of experimental stuff. Most of them are from the West London area, like Kensington, Chelsea, and Hammersmith, Fulham area. I mean, Arlo can tell you a bit more about it, can't you?
We had an improvised music session every Monday. Yeah, and we wanted to make that as inclusive as possible. So I think we just threw out all the rules, really, and started making instruments. And no one really has like a set instrument that they play. We mix it up a lot. It's like someone like Darren who can play some instruments. Like we get him to play instruments he can't play and just use whatever's around and make things. Which is great. Gave other people a chance to take part.
Jamaica.
Me, Dwayne, yeah, Darren, well, Josh, well, and Leon that passed away, and yeah.
Oh yeah.
And there's other people as well.
Wait.
People that comes in that.
There's Jason Gore.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot Jason Gore.
Oh yeah.
Diane. It's Mary as well. Mary.
Oh yeah.
Father as well. Mary. Diane. She comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. not sometimes there could be like more of us as well.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very yeah.
That's true.
Quite a few stuff that the Gate has done so far. I mean, like a couple of years back, we won an award for like best cultural business.
Yeah.
Arts business, arts and culture in Hammersmith, yeah.
We've also done stuff with the Joy Festival. We performed at the ICAs. Yeah, with Sly and the Family Drone. They're pretty cool. There are a lot of artists from the Gate who do things like painting and drawing and all that. They got their self done in a project a few years ago called Dolly Mixes.
Last year, we got asked by Cafe Oto to take part in their digital label thing, which was meant to be all music recorded during lockdown. And at the time, Leon was very ill. So instead of music that we made during lockdown, I spoke to the guys at Cafe Oto and said like that we did have old material that Leon had contributed to, and could we do this for him? So that recording is all like one-stringed instruments. And the reggae track at the end is a track that he did with you, Darren.
That's Darren. Sosha Studios, which was run by Sebastian Kellig, and what happened was at first we were just like listening to like some stuff that Leon had made with Sebastian. As I was getting in the groove at the studio, I thought, okay, let me just get in the mic group, see what we can do here for the song. While I was like recording like my vocals, Leon was doing like really cool stuff on the mixing desk. And it was the first time we've actually been in this proper recording studio to actually lay down a track. It was really cool.
Yeah.
How has COVID affected you guys?
Well, normally I'd be doing a lot more. I'd be at the gate. I'd be, being around. Like, I'd be going to the shop and, you know, maybe buying a few DVDs or stuff like that. I can't even go into my favourite shop and buy my favourite stuff. I can only do that online. All I can do is, like, my shopping, get the food and go home. That's all I can do. Like, sometimes I feel, like, so bored because I'm not around my friends at the gate, you know? The only time I ever get to see them is when I'm on Zoom. So sometimes I feel bored because of that.
I've been working virtually.
Yeah, we've all been using Zoom, unfortunately. Mostly for the radio show, doing, like, music sessions, like, writing new songs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little practice runs with the songs that we've written.
I haven't been motivated enough to do a lot of songwriting or drawing, sketching, because, you know, the OCD and the self-doubt, which that's very common in creative people and musicians.
You know, Josh, I miss talking to you because at the end of the day, like, one of the things I was thinking about was you and Roberto and Leon when I'm not at the gate, because, you know, I miss being around you guys.
We had a great successful gig, and we put on quite a good show. We could go to pubs and proper venues, not big, overly luxurious, but where loads of neurotypicals can see us as a band and think what we can offer as a band with other disabilities.
That's what the gate's all about. That's what the band is all about.
Do you guys like to perform at Rock House or Blue Camel Club next year if we're not in the pandemic?
Hey, both, man. Yeah, I would love to.
I would love to.
I miss playing. I really miss doing stuff a lot.
One of the things I like about doing gigs in Brighton is that you guys, like, in Brighton, have helped us to build up our reputation as producing and performing artists. And not only that, we get to meet up with other bands and musicians with learning disabilities, just like ourselves, in the same situation as us. And we get to exchange ideas, we get to talk about our interest in music. Ever since then, I've always enjoyed doing Brighton gigs. Because I miss everybody down that Brighton. I miss all the bands in Carousel. I miss all of them. I miss Sabian Gator, I miss Zombie Crash. I miss all of those dudes, man.
Can you each tell us your favourite musical artists, and they can be disabled as well? Like, for instance, my favourite disability artist is Daniel Wakeford, and my favourite musician is Take That.
My favourite disabled artist is Ray Charles.
Okay.
And favourite DJ Shadow.
My favourite disability artist, myself. Yeah. And my favourite musician, Kelvin Harris.
I think on the disability circuit, it's probably Darren. Like, but genuinely, probably is. Like, I've enjoyed working with Darren over the years. I think he does, like, some really interesting stuff. I like a lot of what you guys do in Brighton as well. Like, I like Zombie Crash.
My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy. My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy. Wacky backy, wacky backy. We all got the wacky backy. I said wacky backy, wacky backy. We all got the wacky backy.
Most of like what we've got available, if not all so far, is on the Bandcamp. There's the so it's 54 Legate at Bandcamp, and then there's the Caviotto release, which was mentioned, and we've also, at the beginning of last year, we did a concert at the ICA with a band called Sly and the Family Drone. Cool. It's like that's a collaborative cool. concert, cool. and the tape of that is coming out soon. Cool. So that's cool. the next release. But yeah, everything can be heard on Bandcamp.
Well, thank you very much for coming, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Anytime.
Nice to meet you all.
That was Jamaica. You can hear them and download their music by visiting 54thegate.bandcamp.com.
That's the number, 54thegate.bandcamp.com. You can also download their tribute album to their former bandmate Leon from the shop at cafe02.co.uk.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Recently, I caught up with one of our presenters, Claire, to find out what she has been up to during lockdown. Here is our Zoom conversation.
So, how are you, Claire?
I'm okay, Fran.
Oh, that's good. What have you been doing during lockdown?
I regularly go out with my mum and dad shopping. I have been walking to the nature reserve at the end of my road, and that is interesting to see all the different waterfowls like ducks and swans. It gives you fresh air. And it's good for your whole body. Going for a walk changes my mood.
I like exploring nature. I feel very happy after I've had a walk.
Yes, so do I. The other thing that keeps me busy is doing my crisscross puzzles. And obviously I have been cooking not just for myself, but also for my family. I have been feeding the fox, which visits our garden. Also, watching squirrels, which chase around the garden every day and eats the flower buds. Before the lockdown, I enjoyed going out with the radio team to various schools and listening to the public telling us what music they liked. Also, it was interesting when we went to the Brighton station to record the sounds of the bustles of the train terminals. With lockdown and less noise, I can hear the birds singing. So I've been away from my flat since the 10th of December, and my flat has been empty for months, and I'm going back to it on the end of March.
And how are you getting back?
My dad's dropping me off.
Oh, that's good. How do you feel about going back?
I lived there for years. What would be different is cooking for myself, because my family does cooking and they like making tea and everything whilst I'm at my parents' house. When I get to my flat, I can do all those things on my own. It's something I would like to do again. I'll probably be cooking spaghetti bolognese or lasagna.
Oh, my favourite. Claire and me are part of the same foundation.
There's five people in their house. They've got their living room, they've got bedroom, they've got bathroom, and they've got their own TV and things like that. And there's an office which we can go to for some help. The staff comes into our flat to help us cooking, help us budgeting.
For me, I get support with checking my meal plan every week or every day. A bathroom clean, tick list, room clean, tick list, COVID, and maintenance, which I've achieved. It means I've achieved them life skills, so the staff don't need to check on me.
Yeah, there's staff on site, and then I have to do my meal plan, show it to them, and then get ready for shopping. They go out with me shopping, and I have to get my money out, budgeting out. I'm looking forward to fighting. I've missed Chris a lot, and he's been missing me. I sometimes go out with Chris. He likes to come round my flat and takes me out for tea or coffee.
Thanks to Claire. We hope to hear more from Claire in future shows.
This is Sam Kester-Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World, poems by Sam Kester-Ward. Anger, this emotion inside.
My face contorts as my mouth grows wide. My eyelids open, I see, I do not hide. I'm moving around as I show this side. I hit the wall with my fist, but it still doesn't die. I cannot control this emotion inside. With every new pain, I try and throw this aside. I feel it within, I can't let it go. It wants to be heard and be free to roam. It's building and building, now it feels at home. Now I'm shouting and screaming, but it still feels alone. I've lost my grip, I can't take hold. You can't apply reason, it only sees one goal. Don't get near me, this is the worst time. You can't kill it, now it's been revived. Stop your attempts, it gets worse when you try. I had to hit myself, just get out of my sight. You're not in command, and neither am I. I tried to protect you, don't judge me with your sight. I've let it escape, I couldn't cage it no more. It exaggerates everything, and it buries remorse. When this all ends, what have I been taught? Has it helped me to move on? Did it just hurt me more? You put me down, that's how you retort. You said to feel my emotions, but you didn't like what you saw.
That was a new poem by Sam Kester-Ward. It was called Anger, This Emotion Inside.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
The Grace Air Friendship Group is for any adult with a learning disability. The group is based in Brighton and Hove, but everyone is welcome. One of the activities the group offers is a computer skills workshop. Do you want to connect with friends, family and support groups online? Do you want to feel more confident using your computer, tablet or smartphone? Also, do you want to learn a new computer skill? The Computer Skills Workshop is open to any adult with a learning disability or autism. All the workshops will be held online in small groups or one-to-one. Call the Grace Air Friendship on 07919497429 to ask any questions or to book a free place.
I repeat.
Call Grace Air Friendship on 07919 497 429.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to Charlie Hatton, Sam Kester-Ward, and all the guys at the Jamaican Music from the gate.
Also, thank you to Arlo for supporting the guys.
We will be back with a new show at the beginning of May.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.